Mr. Brady, they keep judging presidents by their first 100 days. Well, it looks like President Obama may be judged predominantly on how much money is flowing out of Washington.
Well, there's no question spending has dominated the first 100 days of our new president. The spending we're doing today and the national debt we're racking up has really never been seen before in history. And there is real concern that that may in the future drag our economy down rather than bring it upwards. But I do think there's been a lot of blame laid on the feet of President Bush, perhaps some justified. But I think at some point, this is President Obama's stimulus. It is his budget. It is his bailout. At some point, the American public is going to say, it's time to stop blaming others and start accepting responsibility for your presidency.
And that budget could be on the floor of the House this week, correct?
We understand the House and Senate have reached an agreement and have not seen that bill yet. If it's anything like the House, it is the biggest spending spree in American history and creates almost a $2 trillion deficit just this year. And we may well not see a balanced budget again in our lifetime. But the question I have is, will we get a chance to read this bill before it comes to the floor for a vote? We've seen a lot of legislation rushed through Congress, turns out to have real stinkers in it. A budget this huge, which will ultimately lead to tax increases, the public and lawmakers deserve to read it in advance.
And when the public learned over this past weekend that the government is running on a credit card right now.
Sunday was debt day, which means just halfway into the budget year, Washington has run through all the tax dollars. We're now putting every dime as a nation on credit cards, which ultimately will either lead to higher taxes or our children and grandchildren will have a burden that they can't simply bear. So the answer is not to raise taxes. The answer is to cut spending to get control of what we're doing in Washington.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot of call for that in the leadership. Right now, the leadership seems to be calling for things like truth commissions on torture. And I can't think of a more misnomer than a truth commission.
You know, to the average American, they must wonder if Washington is turned upside down. Congress wants to go on a witch hunt to investigate CIA intelligence officials who were sincerely trying to protect our country. But the same Congress refuses to create a commission to delve into the financial crisis and specifically what role Congress played in bringing our economy to its knees. It seems to me a real truth commission would focus on how we got into this financial mess, and we would leave these political witch hunts in the dust.
I saw a poll last week that said that more than 60% of Americans were okay with torture if it was stopping a terrorist attack like 9/11. Now, President Obama released the memos about the torture, but what he didn't release was a lot of information about what was actually stopped by this entire operation. So would you like to see more information about what was averted?
Well, I think this was a mistake. In most cases, I think more information is always better than less information. But in this case, I think we did our intelligence community a great deal of harm. And by not releasing it in context, to what information did we get that may well have protected this country and innocent lives, maybe your family's lives, I think we failed really in our role as a government.
Attacks don't just occur because terrorists take down buildings. Right now, our entire world depends on computers. And that includes our defense, and that includes our banks. Over the past week, we've been hearing more and more about cyber attacks. Is that a big concern for Congress?
Our Joint Strike Fighter has been hacked into, according to the Wall Street Journal. This follows a cyber attack by the Russian and Chinese into our U.S. electrical grid. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says our country is under cyber attack virtually all the time, every day, from countries like China and Russia. I applaud his decision to create a new command within the military to focus on cybersecurity. He wants to more than quadruple the number of cyber experts we employ in our national security. I think these are great moves by Secretary Gates, and I'm going to work to fully fund them.
And coming back again, as you said, bad ideas in Washington, they seem to live forever. The hate crimes bill from the last session that everybody hated then, back on the floor coming up this week. Getting a lot of calls about this in the office, Mr. Brady.
Violent crime against someone simply because of the color of their skin or their religion or because they're gay is despicable. No sentence is hard enough. But equal justice under the law requires that all victims of violent crimes deserve justice, not just a few special classes of people. And I've heard, too, from our religious leaders in East Texas, and there is genuine concern that politically motivated prosecutors could criminalize them simply for teaching their religious beliefs. I believe that's wrong. That's why I'm not supporting the hate crimes bill.